Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And that is Prophet Brenda Victory. In him we live, we move, and have our being. And that's why we just need to keep our eyes on Jesus. You've had it. We just had the Derek Prince Ministries. They're giving us the four requirements to successfully completing the race of faith. And keeping our eyes on Jesus is one that is their self-control, being rooted in Christ. And yes, God says we ought not lose courage because he promised us to be with us through it all, providing strength and power to overcome challenges that we come against in life. He will not fail us or abandon us. Never. He will never do that. So our courage should be rooted in Christ's strength to help us overcome the fear that leads to us doubting his ability. There is that fear that comes and crops in that can lead one to doubt Christ's ability to turn things around, to change the circumstance, to make things different from how they look like. So our courage, when it's rooted in Christ's strength, then it will overcome that fear that leads to doubting his ability. For we are called to totally rely on God's strength all the time, not our own, because our own gets weary and fails. But yes, be courageous today. We are going to connect to Pastor Ponto Mgwenya as she says, do not lose courage. And we're going to take these sounds coming there from Tim Godfrey featuring Nathaniel Passy and Tim Bauman. God turned it around. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around for my good. The title of the song is God Turned It Around.
Tune in to God's Grace. RadioPulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the Broadcasting Code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You are on 657 AM with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock when Germany, Yanni Felsa says hello to you. It is 7 minutes just after 10, right here on Just For You, with you up until then. Gave you awesome sounds coming there from Tim Godfrey featuring Nathaniel Passy and Tim Bauman. God turned it around. And yes, my family, we live in a world that wants Christians to be silent. And we have realized, and now we know, that we weren't called to be silent. If you were a quiet one born, we weren't called to be silent. We were called to stand. As according to the book of Romans 1:16, Paul writes and says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. So today we echo those words. We unashamedly proclaim the gospel. We unashamedly say Jesus is Lord. We unashamedly preach truth in a culture that demands compromise. We do not compromise. At Radio Pulpit, we believe media is not just a tool, it is a pulpit. And every time we go on air, we sow seeds of salvation, encouragement, and healing. Every message, every testimony, every song tells someone, you are not alone, God is real, and hope is alive. So recently, when our 657 AM signal went silent for 9 days due to vandalism and theft at the transmitter site, we were reminded just how absolutely vital it is to keep broadcasting on every available platform. And that's why during Visiothon last week, and even as we continue to talk about it this week, we are raising our voice and raising the support needed to keep this ministry alive and thriving. Your donation today will help us secure our broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, keep faith-based programming alive and thriving. We are trusting God for $2.2 million. But more than that, we are believing for a nation of people to rise and say, we are with you. We believe in the gospel. We are unashamedly Christian. Will you stand with us today, my family? Text the word GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729 and we'll send you the banking details. Because together we can do this. And together, let's raise a sound that echoes across South Africa and beyond. We are unashamedly Christian.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
I'm now joined by Pastor Ponto Ngwenya, and the title of today's message is Do Not Lose Courage. So you see, Murutina, I'm taking it from Do Not Lose Heart. Do not lose courage. How are you?
You are still right.
How are you today, Ntlovukazi?
I am very well, Ngwenya, and I hope it's with you.
All is well with me. I cannot complain. God is turning things around. We are seeing him. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we keep our eyes on Jesus this morning. Yeah, so today's message says, do not lose heart, do not lose courage. Why are we saying that to the Christians at this time of the year?
Amen. I just want to greet the family of Radio Pulpit and everyone that might be listening this morning. This is Pastor Ponto Owakwa Ngwenya, and yes, the message says do not lose courage because we are almost at the end of the year, and the time that we are in, there are those that might have been losing a courage because of how things have turned up, and looking back, you see good, there are things that you have tried to do, but you are unable to do them. There are things that you're hoping that by now you would be having them, but unfortunately they are not there. But yeah, this morning, that is why we are saying, Sbongile, we cannot lose courage as children of, especially if you are a child of God, if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you cannot afford to lose courage. Mm. What is courage, Sbongile? Let us define what is courage so that we know what is it that we are not supposed to lose, especially especially as children of God. The first one is that courage is the quality of mind that enables a person to face difficulties, to face pain, to face challenges, to face anything that is stressful without fear. So that is when you are saying that somebody is courageous or someone has courage, yeah, is when one is able to face difficulties, to face pain, to face challenges without fear. And another definition is that when you say one has courage is somebody who is brave, somebody who is confident enough to do what they believe in. And it doesn't matter the situation, it doesn't matter what is going on, it doesn't matter the time that you are in. As I said, it's almost at the end of the year, and when you look back, you find that there are things that you wanted to achieve, but you did not achieve. So it means good also, you may say, not losing hope as a child of God, to say that, yes, it didn't happen, but I believe that tomorrow it might happen. I believe that next week it might happen. I believe that next year it might happen. And I've got my own definition of what courage is. It's Bongile. Somebody who has courage is somebody who has faith, even when you have believed God for something, but it has not happened. So you still have that courage to say that I am confident in this God. Remember, one of the definition is that you are confident when you are somebody who is courageous. So you are just saying, having courage is when you are saying that I still believe that God can do it. I still have faith. I do not lose faith. I do not lose trusting in God. I do not stop believing in Him. I do not stop worshiping Him. I do not stop doing right. I do not stop praying, because I am courageous. I am somebody who knows that whatever that I need comes from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Let's take that journey.
Yes, it's formula. We are going to look at two people in the Bible that had a courage. You're going to look at Joshua, and you are also going to look at David. This morning, the word is there to encourage us. The word is there to show us you are not the only one that is going through challenges, that is going through difficulties. And it also shows us that, yes, at times, because of challenges of life, we do find ourselves being discouraged. But in your discouragement, you do not have to stay there. You do not have to remain down there. You need, yes, you are discouraged at that time because things didn't work out for you, but you need to arise, you need to stand up, you need to say, yes, it didn't happen, but I believe that God will make sure that it happens in my life. And at times, yes, God might not give us what we have been hoping for. God may give you something different, but something better than what you were hoping for. So when we read in the book of Joshua chapter 1, we know it's a story where Moses now had died. And when Moses died, now God speaks to Joshua, who never thought that he was going to be the leader. He was going to be the successor of Moses. And now we find God, we will take it from verse 6. It says here, God said to him, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I saw to their ancestors to give them. Verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Verse 8, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Verse 9, have I not commanded you, be strong and very courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So it's going to now, it was the time where Joshua was discouraged because they have lost somebody that they thought he was going to take them to the promised land. He was going to take them to a promised land, to a better place than where he had taken them from. But now we see that the person that they were relying on, or the person that God was using in their lives, now he is no longer there. And that brought so much discouragement on Joshua. It also brought his fear, because you see here on verse 9, yes, God repeated, be courageous, be courageous. And when God says that up more than once, it means that God is just trying to send a message to you to say that you need to be courageous. Yes, the situation or the time we are in, it's not giving you that reason for you to be courageous. But even though you are going through those difficulties, even though you are going through that pain, you are still expected to be courageous. And as you are courageous, it's not because you are believing in yourself, but you are believing in the God that has promised you that He is taking you to another land, or He's taking you to a promised land. So in verse 9, we hear God saying to him, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid." So it is discouragement at times. It comes with fear. It comes with fear, where you will fear if I will be able to move forward, where you fear if I will be able to do what I want to do in my life, where you are so afraid of what people will say or what will happen to you because of the challenges that you find yourself in. Another thing on Joshua's moment, Joshua, now God was just saying to him, he is going to be a leader. He said, "You are taking these people." He did not say, "Maybe you will take them to the promised land."
Yeah.
He did not say that.
Yeah.
What he said is that you are taking them.
Uh-huh.
You are taking them. It doesn't matter what is happening. Yes, Moses has died, but the plan still remains that I am taking you to a promised land. I am taking you to a Canaan. So God has promised us, all of us, there are promises that God has made to us. At times, it may seem like those promises are not coming through in our lives. And here this morning, just to say to us, we need to be courageous because we are going to the promised land. We are going to a place that is flowing with milk and honey. Yes, things might not have come the way we expected them to come.
Okay.
But our God, He is a God who is faithful, and He is saying, Did I not say to you, be strong and courageous?
Just hold it right there, Mfundisi. Did I not say to you, be strong and courageous? We're coming back.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
And that's where you're at. You're in 657 AM. It is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng. Do remember that at 11 o'clock we have the news bulletin with either Janine. Is it Janine today? Or is it Venant? Yeah, I will just verify and be sure. But yes, we have the 11 o'clock news bulletin. And afterwards you have Perspective with Dermini Yenivelsa. Yes, Pastor Yenivelsa will be with you at 12 when then Lukom Gwediputi takes you through with Heart to Heart. But right now I'm talking to Pastor Ponson Kwenya, and the message is, be courageous. Do not lose courage. Do not lose courage. This is where we at. As Mfundisi, as you're saying this, I'm realizing that God speaks and tells us, like He did, and He says, you are doing this. You are a leader. You're going to lead these people. He doesn't even say, "I'm not quite sure, but maybe you can." I'm also reminded of our Lord Jesus Christ when He said to the disciples, "Let's cross over." He didn't say,
over.
He didn't say, "Eish, I'm not quite sure if we will manage to cross over," you know?
No. You know, our God speaks often now, and Not that he does not know what we are going through in our lives. He knows everything. He knows everything that we might be facing in our lives. At times, you might be so discouraged, and when you look at yourself and you think, there's nothing good that will come out of your life. Looking back, and you see that you have tried and you have failed, and you think that your life is going to end there. I'm here to say, you know what? God knows all. He knows everything about us. And many times, it's in the Bible, where you would find someone praying to God because of the challenges. God will never come and speak about them, but he will come and tell you about what's going to happen. When he came to Gideon, he said to him, mighty man of valor. And Gideon said, how can you call me that when we are going through what we are going through? I wish that God can open our spiritual eyes so that we may see ourselves the way God sees us. Yes, things might not be going well in our life, but it's not going to stay there forever. It's going to change. Your life will never stand in a standstill. Our God is a progressive God. And as he makes us to progress, he progresses us to a better place. He's a God who comes to do better than where he has found us at this moment. He comes to change our life. All we have to do is to have this courage, is to have this hope, is to believe and to trust him in the midst of those difficulties, in the midst of those challenges. So with Joshua, we find that now God is just saying to him, you are changing a position now. You are a follower, but now you are going to be a leader. And being a leader comes with fear. It comes with uncertainty, if you have never done it before. It might be you are a leader in a family. At times, yes, there are things that happen in our families that will discourage us. You might be a leader in a church. At times, there are things that discourage us. You might be a leader in your workplace. There will be times and there will be things that will discourage you. That's when you need to call unto God. That's when you need to say, Lord, I am losing myself. I am losing courage at this time because of what I am experiencing. And God will come through and say, did I not tell you that be strong and courageous? Did I not tell you? Yes, I can see what is happening, but did I not tell you that you need to be strong and to be courageous? Hallelujah. Now we are going to David this morning in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30. We are going to read from verse 1. First Samuel chapter 30, I'm going to read from verse 1. Now David is coming back. They had gone out there to fight, but they were told to go back. When they went to fight, they left their families behind. They left everything behind, but now you are summoned to go back with his men. So we're going to take it from verse 1 up until verse 7, to chapter 30. It says here, David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it and had taken captive the women and everyone else in it, both young and old. They killed one of them but carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men reached the Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. Just imagine, Bongila, how discouraged this man was when they found that their wives were taken, their children were taken. Yes, and this Ziklag, the place where they left their children and their wives, they found it destroyed by fire. It was destroyed by fire. So verse 4, it says, so David and his men, they wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord. He found strength in the Lord. In the Lord. In other Bibles, it says he encouraged himself in the Lord. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Verse 1 says, then David said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Ahimelech, bring me an apart. Abiathar brought it to him. And David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? And God said, pursue them. He answered, you will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. Hallelujah. We're going to stop this for me.
Sure.
So we have heard of this story. It was a sad story. Where you will go out to fight, you will go out to work, you will go out to try and
but
work.
But it seems like you're not doing enough.
Yes. You will try your best to do whatever that needs to be done. But coming back, instead of you finding your family, you come back, you have nothing. But when you get home, they are not there. They've been taken. They've been captured. Your house has been burned. It has been destroyed by fire. Obviously, you are going to be discouraged this morning. And it's discouragement. It makes you... it stops you from thinking clearly. You can't even think, Momile, when you are discouraged. You cannot be able to think quickly what is it that needs to be done. So the Bible here tells us that the men that he went with, they started crying, they wept up until they no longer had tears in them. So it means it was so painful. It was a sorrowful time for David and his men. Mm-hmm. And the ones that he went with, they found that their wives were taken and everything. And never had David, even David, he lost his wife, two of them. Mm-hmm. He lost his children, his sons and daughter. He lost his belongings. But now they are about to stone him. They are talking amongst themselves to say that we find ourselves in this situation because of who David. So we are going to stone him to death. Mm. So at times it might be a need in your family, in your workplace, wherever you are placed. And the people that are supposed to support you are the ones that are planning, that are talking about stoning you because of the challenges that you find yourself in. So I'm here to say, when you find yourself in that place, in that state, that's when you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. That's when you have to look for courage. You're going to find it from God, not from those who are around you. We are at the end of the year, Spomila. You know what? So many people... have saved money, they are going to do this, they are going to do that. But you find that with you in your family, there is nothing to show up, there is nothing that is there. And you are now fighting amongst yourselves because of how things have come out. I am here to say we need to find our courage in the Lord. We need to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. And as it says that David encouraged himself in the Lord, he encouraged himself so that he may be able to become bony. So that he may be able to become, so that he may be able to be still in the midst of those challenges, so that he may be able to know how to act in that troubled time, so that he may know what is it that he has to do. The Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord, or he found his strength from the Lord. And that's when he went to go to inquire, should I go after them? Should I go after them? So we do go through discouragement in our lives. And as we go through this discouragement, we need to call unto our God. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, it says, call unto me, I will hear you, I will answer you, and I will reveal to you hidden things that you do not know.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He says, call, I will hear, and I will answer, and I will reveal hidden things that you do not know. That is the promise that God is making unto us, for me. Yes, we do go through challenges in our lives. All of us, we do go through challenges. But in those challenging times, may we not move away from God. May we not lose courage. May we not move away from the one who can hear us, who can answer us. May we not move away from the one who can change any situation that we are facing in our lives. May we not move from the one who told us that we must be strong and we must be courageous. He did say that in this world you will have trouble, but I have be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He never said that everything will go well. From the time we expect that things may go well every day, and you know, it is not like that. At times, it is through challenges where we get to see and experience the power of God in our lives. In challenging times, that is where we get to see God taking over in our lives. In discouraging times, that's where we get to see God using people to come and help us. But all we have to do is to call unto him. He said he will hear and he will answer us. And we are at the end of the year. For some, this year was very difficult. For some, they have lost their loved ones, just like David and those men. For some, they have lost their belongings, just like David and those men, where they never found. They found that all that belonged to them was no longer there. To some, they have lost money. To some, they have lost jobs. To some, they were praying. They prayed in the beginning of the year for a job, but they never got that job. And because of all of that, they are so discouraged. They are so discouraged. To some, they hoped that things were going to change for the better, but it did not happen. Even though you have lost, even though you did not get what you have prayed for, even though things didn't go well in your life, you still need the courage. You cannot lose courage at this time. You know, courage, it gives you hope to say that I am looking forward to tomorrow. I am looking forward to next year. If you are somebody who has lost courage, you are just saying, you know what, there is nothing that is going to go well in my life. There is nothing that is going to change in my life. When you lose courage, even your vocabulary, it changes, because now you will be speaking negatively because you are discouraged this morning. You will end up saying things upon yourself. You will end up declaring things that you are not supposed to declare. So when you are discouraged, that's when you have to call unto our God. That's when you call. You have to call unto him, because he has promised that I will hear and I will answer you, and I will reveal things that are hidden unto it. Might be have been looking for a job, and as you pray about that and give that discouragement to God, he might reveal to you, but next year, no, do it like this, do it like that. It might be you have lost your loved one. It is difficult for you. You think you cannot live without them. God will come through and say, I am here. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. God will give you a way on how you can live without this person. Losing a loved one, it's a difficult thing for us to live without our loved one. But our God, he said, call unto me. I will hear you and I will answer you. I will reveal to you hidden things that you do not know. So as it is at the end of the year, after all has been done, after all has been said, when you are discouraged, when you are there and you feel like you are useless, I'm here to say that you are not useless. You are useful to God. God can change your life. God can turn around things. God can turn around how things have been happening in your life. All you have to do is to continue believing and trusting in this God who is so faithful for you. At times it might take long, it might take years, but I know a God who is even able to change things that have been happening for many years, for decades in your life or in your family. And he comes in, and as he comes, he changes what has been happening for years. So we cannot do not lose courage. Do not lose hope. Do not lose courage. Not stop believing and trusting in this God, because our God, he is faithful. We must just look forward to a better year. As we are going to 2026, we must look to a better year than this one. It doesn't matter what we have lost. We cannot afford to lose our courage this morning. We cannot afford to stop believing in God or trusting in him. We need to be strong and courageous. We need to be brave and be confident that 2026 will be a better year for us. We will surely achieve what we did not achieve this year. We will have more than what we have lost. Hallelujah.
Wow. We will be more than what we have lost. And we will not even look like where we've been.
It is
time. Even though we go through the fire, we won't smell like the fire. Even though we go through the waters, it will not drown us. And also to be reminded that he's with us through and through. Sure. Thank you so much, Muruti, for ministering unto the family. Can we just pray for the body of Christ in this regard? I know we do need the strength from the Lord Holy Spirit to hold us and always to remind us these words whenever we feel the discouragement or feeling like we are getting dismayed come through.
Oh, yes, we are going to pray. Father, you are God, you are holy, you are mighty, you are great, Lord. There is no one like you. We thank you, our God, for who you are. We thank you for your word, which is alive and active. We thank you for speaking to us this morning in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior. Father, I'm praying for your children this morning, our God, those who are discouraged, those who are down and out, those who are weak, that, Lord, may you stretch your hand unto them and lift them up in Jesus' mighty name. Father, those who do not have anything, Father, for this month, for this season, Lord, my God, you are able, you are the provider. May you make a way for them, may you provide for them in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior. Lord, those who have lost their loved ones, touch their hearts in Jesus' mighty name. Heal them. Heal their broken hearts, my Father, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior. Father, we bring all unto you, for your word says, must cast our burdens, Baba, for you care for us. We are casting, Lord God, every burden of your child this morning, oh God, we are bringing before you. My God, we are asking for your intervention, Lord, in our life, in the name of our Lord and Savior. Father, you said we must be strong and courageous, God, even though it is difficult, even though it is hard, even though when things are not going well in our lives, but we choose to be courageous, we choose to believe and to trust on you, Father, for you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you think or what you can ask. Lord, we thank you that you are a faithful God who changes not. You said in your word, you will never leave nor forsake us. Help us not to move away from you, from your presence, our Father, for Lord, what we need is found in you in Jesus' mighty name. But I pray for that mother at this time, my Father, who is crying because, Lord, without anything to give to your children. I am praying for that family where they are going through challenges, my Father, where there is no one who is working. I am praying for those, my God, who are sick, that may you heal them with the healing power in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior. Father, we pray for, we believe and we know, my God, that you are able to change any situation in Jesus' mighty name. May you heal our heart, my God, with courage, with encouragement. And those who are discouraged, Lord, fill their hearts with encouragement in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we glorify your holy name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
And amen. Muruti, thank you for ministering unto us. And may the Lord also keep keeping you. And as you are encouraging us, may you yourself be encouraged in the Lord and in the power of his might. And how do we get hold of you if we'd like to be in contact with you?
Okay. You can call me or WhatsApp me on the number 074-499.
Yebo.
420.
474-499-420.
Thank you,
Swamile. Mfundisi, you yourself this year, how has it been? Have you also felt at some point like David?
Oh, yes, Swamile, I have. You know, I have felt like David. This year it has been a year where it has been, I've been going through a lot, Swamile, but you know, with God, you can stand in the midst of anything. You can dance in the rain. With God on your side, you can dance in the rain.
He's able I do
find myself sometimes being discouraged this morning, but it needs you as a person to stand up to say, I'm not going to allow discouragement to take over. You know, depression, it does not start in just by being a depression, but it starts with this small discouragement that you have. And the more you keep them in yourself, you allow to be discouraged, then it will then go to depression. So God has given us the power and authority to speak over every situation that we find ourselves in. He has given us that power. And the Bible does say that the power of life and death is in our tongue. So it's very much important that we check what we say, especially when we are going through challenges in our life, when things are not going well. We need to find strength in the Lord. We need to encourage ourselves in the Lord.
Wow, Muruti, thank you so much for also sharing your own journey, because most of the times we listen to those that are ministering unto us and we're like, "Ay, Muruti, you don't understand." Because we think believe that, no, with you, you never experience such things. So it is awesome to know that what we are going through, Nabafundisi, they do go through that, you know. And then you encourage yourself through Christ.
It's even more. Yes, when you tell somebody what you went through, or maybe when you are testifying, you're like, no, I never thought that you are a pastor. Now you are going through such.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do find ourselves now and then being discouraged. We do lose things. We lose money. We lose people. We lose in our life. But in our losing, we make sure that we do not lose God.
Yeah.
In whatever that we are losing,
never lose God. Thank you so much, Maruti. Have a beautiful one. We love you. Can't wait to talk to you again very soon. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so
much. And bye-bye. Yes, bye-bye, Maruti. And that is Pastor Pontsho Ngwenya. If you'd like to be in contact with her, she's available on 074-499-4920. Do remember to send a WhatsApp, 074-499-9420.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Awesome sounds coming there from Xolitha Bethe, and the title of the song, God is Able. And before that, Mike and Mbali, God is able, and indeed he is. Do remember that he's able and he is willing, and he will do it exceedingly abundantly above all that you can imagine or even think of. My family, we have come to the end of Just For You today. You and I are going to meet again tomorrow on Heart to Heart from 12 o'clock up until 3 o'clock. I'll be sitting in for Luko Mkwedi Phuthi. And next up is the news. And after the news, you have Dramini Yani Pelsa on Perspective. And he will be with you up until 12 when Luko will be taking you through with Heart to Heart. And yes, have a great one. Do not lose courage. Do not be dismayed. And keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. I'm going to leave you with the awesome sounds coming there from Pule, God of Grace. Do enjoy the rest of our shows. Love you. Bye-bye.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.